Sports gambling has taken over the airwaves and playing surfaces of professional sports. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jared Bahir-Brausch, assistant teaching professor in the Department of Ethnic Studies at the University of Colorado Boulder, says scandals are also emerging.
On May 14, 2018, the Supreme Court overturned the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, allowing states to legalize sports betting. 6 years later, 38 states and the District of Columbia have done so, collecting nearly $11 billion in tax revenue in 2023 alone. Recent surveys have shown that 2 in 5 adults have wagered on sports in the last year, totaling $120 billion. As states and sportsbooks enjoy the windfall, a number of scandals have emerged, endangering the credibility of competition. As the market grows, we are seeing who is most vulnerable to financial temptations on and off the field. History has shown that college students, particularly young men, are the most susceptible to this temptation, both as competitors and gamblers. For every Pete Rose, there are dozens of young, lower-level players that are susceptible to influence, exemplified by past scandals involving the City College of New York, Boston College, and Arizona State. Star players earn millions of dollars from endorsements and their contracted compensation, but thousands of others compete with the ability to impact the outcome of wagers, including proposition bets based on individual performance outside the results of the game. NCAA President Charlie Baker has suggested banning prop bets in college sports to reduce the harassment of individual players. Off the field, gambling addiction is at an all-time high, with the largest increase among college-age bettors. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has called for federal oversight to fill in the gaps presented by a patchwork of state regulation. Any action should also include addiction support and education. Countries with longer histories of legal sports betting have shown that scandal is unavoidable, but more uniform policies, cooperation between sporting organizations, and addiction support could ultimately mitigate the negative impact of this growing industry.
That was Jared Bahir-Brausch of the University of Colorado Boulder. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.